You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, good day all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Aaron. I'm back after a three-week hiatus. Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly you heard on CITR, but I'm glad, but I'm sure it was something good. So yeah, we've got a good show for you today in conjunction with Record Store Day 2018. We're playing all vinyl today, yeah, and a lot of this vinyl you're hearing was purchased, or I would say almost all of it was purchased in the Vancouver area in all the fine record stores that are still in existence, some going stronger than others, but yeah, they're still going, so they all have sales today, so let's pay some homage, shall we? Yeah, my opinion on, I think Record Store Day is a great thing. I'm glad that it's as big as it is, although I do find it a little bit overwhelming when I like to go record shopping. Like, I like to go on my own terms. Yeah, and as far as Record Store Day releases go, well, yeah, they're cool too, but it's unfortunate that people, capitalist types, will try and scoop those up and put them on eBay as soon as they can. And yeah, that's not what it's about. It's about supporting your local independent record stores, because they couldn't exist without you. Start things off with a track going back to 1966. Yeah, The Music Machine came out in 1966, but this is a reissue that came out in 2018 this year, and I got it at the fine Audio Pile Records on Commercial Drive, which will be doing 10 to 20% off. And also on this show today, I will be playing 10 of my favorite vinyl releases, 10 of my, actually, I shouldn't say favorites, but 10 great vinyl releases that were highly influential to me. Most of them I discovered in my formative teenage years. Yes, what we listen to in our teens generally sets the soundtracks for the rest of our lives, and sure enough, it did for me. And we're going to hear 10 releases, 10 very important releases to me that, although I don't listen to them every day or all the time or every week or every month, and some of them I probably haven't put on till maybe this year. They're all records that when I put them on, I realize, hey, why has it been so long since I've heard this fine release? So yeah, we're going to get back into it. We're going to hear a record that I bought at Neptune Records up on 3561 Main Street. Yeah, they're having a super extravaganza today with bands and everything playing outside or inside or outside the store. Yeah, I got this there last week. It's by England's GBH, will be coming to town. I hear a lot of, I've heard some mumbling and grumbling about this release. Oh man, I can't listen to this record. It kind of went in one ear out the other while streaming the tracks on YouTube, but listening to these now, it's, you know, the full-length record, yeah, you know, it's actually not too bad at all. It's pretty damn good. It's GBH. The release is called Momentum, and this is a track called Population Bomb. And, yeah, for whatever new album tracks they play when they come here on June 2nd, I hope they play this one. Here we go.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm a real humdinger, I'm a mucky pop. I'm a mucky pop, 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 I'm a pop. Ow, don't think drugs are given. Blew up, bastard people. I'm a mucky pop. I'm a mucky pop, 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 I'm a pop banjo. Hitch up, let my nipples go point point. I'm a mucky pop. 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 I'm a pop. Ah, 9 o'clock noses. Simon Triple, a bleeding lover. Angela Rippin.
Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. She's a back tits. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. She's a back tits. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin. Angela Rippin.
What you hear from the exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
I'm city shine bright. In the car wheels, the girls look pretty with bare legs and high heels and knives, and the guns are prepared for the drug deals. As the sun goes down in my town, the drunk takes a hit from his first since night. For the pimp on the corner counts every curb, for the cops in the car sit and wait for that first call. As the sun goes down in my town, the darkness reaches out.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
All right, and yeah, we're playing all vinyl on today's show in conjunction with the Record Store Day, which is going on in our city and many cities, and we start things all off with GBH. Their latest Momentum came out late last year on Hellcat Records from Birmingham's finest, and I think we're all looking forward to seeing GBH for the first time in town in a good 25 years. Yeah, Population Bomb was the name of that. And we follow with another act who haven't been to town for about a good 15 years. I'm talking about The Exploited. Yeah, they'll be coming back to town September 3rd, 2018, and from the debut Punk's Not Dead release on Secret Records, we heard a track called Mucky Pup, which was originally done by a band called Puncture. And we followed with Maniacs, Ain't No Legend. Picked this up at in the used section of Neptune Records. A few Saturdays back, classic 1977 act, and this was an eight-song reissue thing on Get Back Records. I'm kind of thinking they didn't have a lot of recorded stuff, otherwise it would be on this compilation. Very short-lived act. Followed with The Dark, another act, another release that I got at the Fine Neptune Records a few weeks back from the Chemical Warfare vinyl release. It's a double LP set containing 21 tracks of The Dark, classic act from London, England. And yeah, they have a CD compilation on Captain Oi Records. We can't say CDs are bad because they got me into some of these acts, but yeah, vinyl is way cooler. So we heard a track called Disintegrates, and followed with Coxsparrer from the Forever release. Got this last summer at Neptune Records here in town. Yeah, we heard a track called In My Town. So yeah, we're going to get into 10 record releases, full-length vinyl releases that were very influential to me in my formative music teenage years. And yeah, we're going to start off with The Accused, Maddest Stories Ever Told. Yes, I have one pressing of this, and I got it when it came out in 1988. It still plays quite well, and unfortunately there hasn't been a vinyl reissue of this one, unlike all their other releases. This, as far as I'm concerned, is the pinnacle Accused release, a very fine moment in crossover hardcore metal thrash. This is a track called Psychomania, and we're going to hear 10 tracks of influential albums, starting with this one. Here we go.
Everything. official name, which we're not allowed to say on the air.
Well, I'm kind of astounded at the number of allegations they're making, in light of my knowledge of their history, at least here locally. So at the same time, this particular group seems to make a project out of being controversial, of making antagonistic statements, particularly with regard to police and public authorities, and that sort of an approach has evoked a hostile response from people who have an opposing point of view.
Such a fucking bore.
You know, those are crazy assholes. School's screwing us off, we fucking fool. Work for the government, the zombie kills me. Woman says, fine, we try to see our girl. Put a gun on my back and I'll do what you say, but I'll burn on your house when I get away. Throw me in jail, I'll spit in your face, cause man,
machines can do a better job than you, and this is what you get for asking questions. The unions agree, sacrifices must be made. Computers never go on strike. To save the working man, you gotta put him out the pasture. Looks like we have to let you go. Doesn't it feel fulfilling to know that you, the human being, are now obsolete? And there's nothing in hell will let you do about it. Soup is good food. Like a piece of trash. To leave. Unemployment runs out after just 6 weeks. How does it feel to be a budget cut? You're snipped. You no longer exist. Your numbers can purge from our central computer so we can read the facts and sweep you under the rug. See our chart? Unemployment's going down. If that ruins your life, that's our problem. Soup is good food. We'll make a good meal. How does it feel to be shit out of life? It's against the law to jump off this bridge. You'll just have to kill yourself somewhere else. A tourist might see you and we wouldn't want that. I'm just doing my job, you know. So say uncle and we'll take you to the mental health zoo. Force feed you mind-melting chemicals till even the outside world looks great. High-tech science research labs. It costs too much to bury all the dead. The mutilated, surplus rats who can't be used anymore, so they're dumped. With no minister present in a spiraling corkscrew disposal unit, ground in the stew and flushed away.
Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. Oh.
Everybody in the world, this is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Subhumans, you are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
Parliament is just a part of dust. So long the world, that's what they said. people from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Part of the Annihilation Generation on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and in that last set, we heard 10 tracks from 10 very influential albums for me. We started things all off with The Accused, Martha Splatter Has Maddest Stories Ever Told, and like I said, that's the only copy I've gotten. Didn't buy a CD of it, still have that copy, even though the cover's quite worn and the lyric sheet is, insert/lyric sheet is all split at the seams. It still plays flawlessly. You know, maybe a few pops and ticks, but that goes with the territory of vinyl. And yeah, this record by Seattle's Accused, like I said, it was a classic pinnacle hardcore thrash record. And it was special to me in a few ways because it turned me on to some other bands. There were several covers on that record. There was a cover of 10 Years After's I Want to Change the World. I got into 10 Years After later, but also covers of two bands who I had listened to but not delved into as much as I could have, and I did after. I'm talking about GBH, Sick Boy. That was done, a cover on that record. And a cover of Angry Samoan's Lights Out. Had it not been for the... Well, I would have discovered those bands, but those songs by those bands were introduced for me by The Accused. Yeah, I had heard GBH before. GBH were one of the first bands I ever got into, but I hadn't heard that particular song. And we follow with Circle Jerks, Group Sex. Yes, the debut album from Los Angeles Circle Jerks, yes, Deny Everything. And yeah, it wasn't the first Circle Jerks record I ever heard. The first Circle Jerks record I heard was called Wonderful, and that was considered kind of their sellout album. Yeah, very weird record. There was nothing punk rock about it, really, or hardcore about it, really. Well, maybe the ethos was kind of punk rock, but it was definitely not very hardcore punk. But yeah, this record sure was, going back to 1981. Deny Everything. Group Sex from the Circle Jerks. I have the copy I played was a Porterhouse pink vinyl version of it, and I have two other vinyl versions of it as well. I discovered, I was like, hey, how does that happen? That happens when you buy a lot of vinyl records. Sometimes you realize, hey, how did I have that many records by this band? Yeah, so yeah, I've got two Frontier versions and that one on Porterhouse, and Yeah, I don't have the original, interestingly enough. It'll come one day. Followed with the Crucifux from their self-titled release on Alternative Tentacles Records going back to 1984. Yes, very oddball band, but the production is just incredible on that record, and the guitar playing is different, is just off the map, and the sound bites between songs are just hilarious and incredible. The singer Doc Dart phones in and reports his band, a band flyer of his, pretending not to be him, and the cop, a police officer, phones him and tells him he wants the show canceled, and Doc is like, oh, it's not going to be any different than having a bunch of people over listening to the stereo or something, you know, it's just a bunch of kids coming from all over the state, and he makes fun of this police officer. It's really funny. So yeah, the Crucifux. And yeah, I've got a CD version that contains the Wisconsin album as well, and I don't have the Wisconsin vinyl album, and I will be getting that at one point. Followed with Dead Kennedys, or followed by Christ on Parade of Mine is a Terrible Thing, Teach Your Children Well. Yeah, I taped this one off a good friend of mine, Corey Uzak, in the 80s, and I was able to find a vinyl copy of it at Scratch Records when they were down on Cordova Street, Scratch Records, which is no more. Yeah, I do also have a vinyl reissue of this that contains another LP, a double LP thing, and it contains 2 7-inch releases by the second Ear of Christ on Parade. And yeah, this band kind of influenced me to check out bands like Rudimentary Peni because it was a heavily influence on this record. Yeah, followed with Dead Kennedys, Frank and Christ, going back to 1985, Soup is Good Food. This was the first Dead Kennedys release I ever heard. And transitioning from a kid that liked heavy metal crossover that might have had some ignorant, misogynist lyrics in certain bands, this album kind of opened my eyes to, you know, a different light of things, how to you know, about, you know, kind of not judging other people, and kind of got me into the more political aspect of punk. And yeah, of course, you know, that was the Dead Kennedys second to last record, and I discovered all their other stuff after. Followed with Death Sentence, Not a Pretty Sight, from the Not a Pretty Sight release. We heard a track called Live to Die. Yeah, the version I played was the Fringe Records second pressing. I do have the original pressing on Undergrowth Records as well, and it's really good. Yeah, Death Sentence were a Vancouver act who were around at the time when I got into punk in 1987. Yeah, they were going a more metal direction, but Live to Die was from the Not a Pretty Sight release, was a very punk album. And it's an 8-song release, and it's really good. There's good GBH influence going on there. So yeah, it was one of the first albums that I heard that could be classified as punk rock. Followed by Discharge, Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. First heard them on a compilation, which was kind of weak, called Never Again. Contained some weaker versions of songs on that record and some other Discharge releases. It was like a compilation, but yeah, Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Man, what a record. It's just a powerhouse, force to be reckoned with. And it was the influence of bands I was into of the time, like Voivod and Metallica and Anthrax and those type of metal bands. And we followed MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, Business on Parade. Original Radical Records pressing of that. And I've got a picture disc of it as well. And yeah, very influential record. Another record that kind of turned my eyes open to corruption, political corruption in the police force and animal rights and that sort of stuff. Yeah, MDC, Millions of Dead Cops, Business on Parade. And Subhumans, one of my favorite all-time bands. That was my favorite band growing up as a teenager. I discovered this record when I was 14 years old, The Day the Country Died, All Gone Dead. And yeah, we're looking forward to seeing Subhumans in town June 7th. The version I played was the Blurred Records release, although the original came out on Spiderleg, and I own both copies. And we followed with UK Subs, another kind of blues track called CID. Yeah, that's going back to 1979. Discovered that record in my late teens. And although I didn't like UK Subs all that much at the time, I really dug some of the songs on this record. I ended up digging this whole record. It's classic punk rock, and there's some fast hardcore stuff on there too, some really fast songs that had an influence on hardcore punk. The version I played was Blue Vinyl NEMS Records. I have an RCA Records pressing of it, and I have a Get Back Records pressing of it as well. So yes, 10 full-length vinyl releases that are heavily influential to myself. So vinyl reigns supreme, and you can't go wrong with it. I won't lie, I am grateful for YouTube streaming, download. Well, I don't download, I stream, and I do check out stuff on YouTube. Can't buy every vinyl release that's out there nowadays because I couldn't afford it, and some releases I just don't like as much as others, but yes, I will always support the cause, which is vinyl music, and you should too. Check out Audio Pile Records, 2016 Commercial Drive, Noise to Go, 243 Union Street. My good friend Dale runs that store. He used to run a shop called Track, where I bought a lot of my classic, a lot of the records, a lot of my first records and cassette tapes from. And yeah, Neptune Records, yeah, they're having a gig right now today with Black Wizard, Woolworm, Joe Pass, Bridal Party, Heavy Trip, Slow Tide, Chain Whip, and Tim the Mute. That's all ages, and that's going on right now at Red Cat Records. And over on West 4th, the closest record store to us here, we got Zulu Records, 1972 West 4th. Yeah, they're still kicking. They're not the thriving force they once were, when CDs were all the rage, but yeah, they're still in business, so yeah, check them out. And also Vinyl Records down at 321 West Hastings. Yes, you can't beat vinyl. I've done a whole show today with vinyl, and man, it's way funner playing vinyl than playing an MP3 player or a phone or anything like that. Although I am grateful for all mediums. The more mediums that are out there, the better. So yes, vinyl reigns supreme and supports Record Store Day. We're going to leave you with one more. I got this one at Audio Pile Records a few weeks back. It's a classic crust punk record. Originally came out on Peaceful Records, and the reissue is out on Peaceful as well. It came out last year. This is Axe Grinder taking you into Power Chords up next. Here we go. Check out Generation Annihilation online. www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CIT.